This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so hopefully the new year is, you know, we're trudging along. We got through the first week of the new year, right? Everybody happy? Everybody good? Okay, I know it's been kind of crazy, kind of tumultuous for some. Hearing many of you guys' stories when it comes to trying to get some pain medication. I know that's been very, very nerve-wracking. We've been hearing that some people who had a prescription that they got before Christmas got back into town after the holidays trying to get it filled in Nevada, having trouble getting their prescriptions filled. We'll talk a little bit more about that. I hate to be selfish, but I got bigger fish to fry right now. And what's been going on in my life is this story that chocolate may be impossible to produce within the next 30-some years. And I'm not taking this well at all. Fox News had reported, as well as many others, that there may not be enough chocolate by the year 2050, and our chocolate shortage is going to be a reality. We knew this was supposed to hit by 2030, but we thought it would just be a shortage. We didn't think that it was almost going to be impossible to grow. They say cocoa beans can only grow in mild, humid rainforest conditions. And due to, quote, global warming, the climates of these cocoa-growing regions are expected to get hotter and drier over time, threatening the lives of the cocoa plants. Now, many of you guys are trying to figure out how to grow cannabis in your house for marijuana. I would say, you know, switch gears. Okay, you may really, really like marijuana. I don't know. I don't smoke it. But chocolate, I would start growing. I would really, I mean, especially if you guys want to make money. Everyone's trying to jump on the marijuana bandwagon, and most states are only allowing, you know, whoever does have it legalized, only allowing a few licenses. But if you could figure out how to grow cocoa, I tell you, we are talking about major landmines. That's what I do. I want to make you guys richer. I'm no economist, but if I think of things that'll make you money, I'm going to tell you. So start growing some cocoa plants. So experts have predicted that the plant is going to be impossible to grow by the year 2050. In a panic, they say farmers are going to be forced to attempt to move their plots to higher ground, and there are limited areas at higher elevations. And the competition is going to be fierce. And then eventually those areas are going to be uninhabitable. They say the demand for chocolate is soaring higher than the ability of farmers to supply it. The average American eats close to 10 pounds of chocolate per year. I could eat 10 pounds of chocolate in a sitting, all right? It's a lot of chocolate. One bar of chocolate takes 40 cocoa beans. So, now, of course, there's now been a lot of other discussion on this. Okay, and again, I apologize if, you know, you guys want some deeper, juicier medical news, but this is really all I care about right now. And Megan Hochstrasser, science communications manager at UC Berkeley, said, nah, nah, nah. Unfortunately, the original article that sparked media interest in our cocoa project contains inaccurate information. Chocolate is not on track to go extinct in 40 years. The Business Insider story correctly reported that the research team is working with scientists from the Mars Company, but their goal was not to generate cocoa trees that would grow at higher temperatures, but to make plants resistant to viral and fungal diseases. Apparently, there's a fungus that is plaguing cocoa plants. You know, I don't care. I'll eat the fungus. Give me the chocolate. I don't care. I don't care if I have to eat the fungus. Just please. But anyway, I understand. You need the cocoa plant to grow, so, all right. Anyway, there's this fungus that is, I guess, growing on cocoa plants in South America. The scientists are using the CRISPR gene editing to tweak the DNA of cocoa to make it more disease resistant. So apparently there was a study back in 2014 that we talked about, the environment or the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, indicating that under a quote business as usual scenario, the world's leading chocolate producers, Côte de l'Ivoire and Ghana, might express a 3.8 Fahrenheit increase in temperature by 2050 and may no longer be able to cultivate cocoa. That's when everybody started to freak out, because I guess the vast majority of cocoa is produced in West Africa. Rising temperatures are going on there. Now, I don't know how you guys all feel about the whole, you know, global warming discussion. Once they politicized it, they lost a lot of us. Okay? All right? You know, making legislation that blames me and my meat-eating farts on global warming, I don't think is very fair, and I don't think it's very accurate. Okay? Which, unfortunately, when politics gets involved, that's what happens. Do I think there's some changes going on in the world? Absolutely. Absolutely. This is the hottest winter I've ever seen. I haven't seen snow in Vegas for years, and it used to snow in Vegas. Yeah, that's a change. Every time I fly over the Grand Canyon and the Colorado River, you just see it get smaller. And well, you see the Grand Canyon still exists, but obviously there used to be water there. So the globe changes. Okay, globes change. Certain areas get drier, other areas get colder, all right? I mean, look what's happening back east. They're being hit by some, what are they calling it, bomb cyclone of snow? Freezing, very freezing temperatures. We're worried about hypothermia, which we'll talk about also. Major snow, they've had some major, major snow systems coming in. That's different. We've had some major hurricane-type weather. So that means some areas are getting more wet. So there's going to be shifting. And shifting happens. The way our globe is run now is there's people that are territorial. And so people that, you know, run certain crops or run certain industries may have to move. They may have to shift. And, you know, how do you legislate, you know, to prevent what's happening with the Earth? I don't think we can legislate. You know, I saw this video clip where we're supposed to have asteroid, because of meteor showers. And I think there's supposed to be a lunar eclipse this year coming up. And I don't know. I forget what I saw on this video. But, you know, things happen astronomically, right? And maybe for those of you who believe astrology, that I don't really think is in our control. Yes, I'd like to save the plants. Yes, I'd like to make plants a little sturdier, especially if we need to salvage food supply. So if they could, you know, gene edit some plants so then they don't, you know, die of a fungus so they could give me chocolate, I'm for that. And yes, if legislation is needed for that, that's great. Right? Do we need to pollute our air as much as we're doing? No. I watched Peaky Blinders, and boy, the air looked really bad back then. So I like those measures. So yes, I do think something's going on, but do I think it's because we're eating meat and we fart? No. 1-877-DOCTELLY. We'll be right back. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system. system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma, your path to wellness begins here.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Scott and Jason who are working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. Yes, yep, I need two men, four sets of hands, or two sets of hands, four hands working on my dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. And am I allowed to say that, or is that all I said was dials. That can't be bad. You got to watch what you say in this day and age. Lord have mercy. So, thank you guys for tuning in. We really appreciate it. Now, I guess some of you guys need a butt chew in. I don't know if I'm able to go into the segment without giving a disclaimer that this is going to be probably a rated 17 on up. If your kids are listening in the car, you might want to just tell them to plug their ears. Apparently, there's a new fad that is going viral, and it's penis bleaching. People are trying to whiten their genitalia. Now, this is not new in terms of wanting to whiten private areas. Was it Kim Kardashian? Somebody in Hollywood made it famous. Or Calabasas. Yeah, probably out of Calabasas made it famous. And I guess in Veep, you know, they were talking about anal bleaching. And this is something that is a pretty big fad. People do not like the colors of their private parts or their genitalia. And they don't like the darkness of it. And so there's been multiple products out there, we'll talk about some of them, that people use to lighten them, nothing I would really encourage as a medical professional. But now in Thailand, we're being told that bleaching by laser bleaching is huge. Apparently one clinic has seen 100 men a day to get their private parts, penises, lightened. And it's about, I think they said 480 euros, which ends up being about $560 to $600 a month. It's a clinic in Bangkok. The Lelux Hospital has been one of, the, I guess, the most popular places to go. And they attract more clients every day. And it is a procedure where... with a laser, what's happening is they're trying to destroy melanocytes. And melanocytes are the cells that give you pigment. So when you try to tan, it's your melanocytes that are responsible for that. The more melanin you have in the skin, the darker you are. I still can't find any melanin to me. I do have some. Albinos lack melanin production. I'm very, 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 very light. All right? Maybe I'll freckle. Maybe I'll burn. But melanin is what gives us our moles, what gives us our hair color, and what gives us our skin color. So they are lasering, causing damage to these melanocytes, so they're less likely to create their melanin pigment, and then the body part ends up being lighter. I apologize. They see more than 100 men a month. This one clinic sees more than 100 men a month. Most of them are between the ages of 22 and 55. A large number of the clinic's clients are part of Thailand's LGBTQ community. The treatment costs about $600 for five sessions. And I guess this clinic in Thailand is also famous for, I don't know if you guys remember the VD, the 3D vagina procedure. It's where women could have fat injected into their genitalia for a fuller aesthetic effect. Now, in America, I don't know the numbers of people doing this. I don't know which clinics actually do bleaching, but they are anticipating this to be huge. Now, why are our private parts darker than other places? Okay, well, one is, okay, we already talked about how in evolutionary times, our pubic hair had to be a flag or had to be a sign or like a GPS location for people, okay? You know, you didn't have glasses in caveman days. People ended up getting cataracts or glaucoma or whatever they had when they were younger, you know, or nearsightedness, because I don't know how they all got nearsightedness if they didn't have TVs and smartphones, but they did. And so when it was time for you to procreate, which is what the human body is designed to do, there's a lot of shapes, okay? There's a lot of certain images, and it's a universal image. Right? An arrow, you could be in Thailand, you could be in Russia, you could be in Rome, you could be in Calabasas, and you know what an arrow or a triangle pointing to something means. And so the distribution of hair on the female and on the male, especially in the lower pelvic area, is basically a triangle. Now, yes, we sometimes like to make different, I don't want to use the word artistic changes. Maybe, you know, animals. Some of us will be very creative with the way and the shapes we do things there. But if we didn't touch ourselves and we kept ourselves the way God made us or nature made us, it's a triangle. It tells people where to go. With that, But you also have a lot of vascularity. You got a lot of blood vessels in that area. You need a lot of blood, okay, in order for an erection to happen, and in order for a female to be aroused and to withstand the friction of sex, you need to have more blood flow. It's a very active area. Very active. I mean, for some, not me. Okay? Not me, you guys. You know, it's, maybe one day, but no. But for the average person, it's pretty active. With that, you have a different skin texture in the area. And with that different skin texture and a thinness to it, remember, you can't have very thick skin in the private part area, because then otherwise you wouldn't have the sensations you need. Thin skin, but not enough to break, is ideal for the private parts. So if you have thinner skin, things are seen below the skin, like the vascularity, which is why many men and females have sometimes more of a darker pink, sometimes bluish hue, depending on the shunting of blood, etc. So there could be various colors, okay, that seem to come into play down there because the skin is thinner. Hence, all these things put together for darker skin. Now, the average person doesn't really worry about how they look unless, of course, it's something that is being looked at. Okay? In my day, when you had sex, lights were off, you were under the covers. I don't think, with the exception of delivering my children in the delivery room, I don't think my husband's ever seen, right, anything there with proper lighting. So I'm going to have to change colors. Unfortunately, though, all right, people are more free, and I don't want to say unfortunately, just as society's progressed, more free with their bodies. People are taking selfies. People are taking pictures. And so they think that people are now going to be judging and comparing what they have to other people. Anal bleaching, very popular. A lot of creams and things out there. Some people try to use their own homemade bleach, and I would not recommend that in the very least. I mean, oh my gosh. Okay, you know, you start to use some of these products on yourself, you could have scarring and blisters and allergic responses, etc. And, you know, the skin around the, you know, anus area is already very delicate. It could tear very easily, put you at risk for infection. You really don't want to go there if you don't have to in terms of cosmetics. But it's something that is very popular because people want to change the color of how things look. And you know what? I don't know, maybe it is a good thing. You know, maybe, you know, we should be a little bit more freer with our bodies. Not in terms of our sexual activity, but, you know, maybe we're so, you know, the older generation, like, oh, I don't look at my poo, or I don't look at my genitalia, or I'm not going to, you know, check my, you know, testicles for masses. You just don't do that. Those people miss things. You know, if you aren't going to feel for a breast lump or check your testicles for a lump or look at your stool for blood, then, you know, you're an idiot, because you're going to miss things that could be growing. And true, we don't recommend, there's no USPSTF task force recommendation to do breast exams, testicular exams, look at your stool. There's no recommendations for that, because again, then, you know, then insurance has to, you know, pay for those types of procedures or doctors training you to do that. But I'm telling you, check yourself. Don't be embarrassed. Check yourself. Having somebody else check you, sometimes that helps, especially when it comes to melanoma. Yeah, I told my husband once, I go, look, I don't know if I have a melanoma on my butt. Well, you look in between the butt cheeks to see if I have a melanoma. He's like, you know, did you have any beans beforehand? No, I didn't. Just please check. You know, this is why we don't have a lot of sex. But anyway, so, you know, you do sometimes have to have somebody do mole patrol or somebody kind of check things for you, even though I don't recommend that when it comes to breast exams, because the breast exam never gets finished, and you really have to know what you're feeling. But anyway, so it's a popular procedure. I would say be careful, you know, with the products you use and any laser towards any, like, genitalia. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, we'll be right back.
It's about time something new came. came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him.
Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry. We recognize you from those Nugenics commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenics really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenics.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenics, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenics. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So, you know how every now and then we talk about C. diff, Clostridium difficile, and how this super bug you don't want to get, you don't want to wish it on your worst neighbor. And it is such a difficult to treat super bug that can grow in your colon and your bowel, that sometimes the only way to treat it is to transplant somebody else's poop into your intestine. It's an opportunistic infection that grows when your gut microbiome changes. And people can get it from antibiotic use. People can get it from being immunosuppressed. And it's not good. Well, we're being told today, and I hate to break this to you, that our chewing gum or our packaged foods could be the reason why we have these rises of this bacteria, which can be deadly. According to data from the CDC, now this dates back to 2015, nearly 500,000 people are hospitalized each year from C. diff. In the U.S., 29,000 people died within a month of contracting the infection, but only 15,000 were directly caused by the bacteria. In American Europe, they say there are two particular strains linked to the problem. Public health officials and researchers have been looking into why these have gained so much traction recently. And we thought, well, maybe it was the antibiotics. They say the lineages have been present in people for years without causing major outbreaks. In the 80s, they were around. These strains were around, but they were not epidemic or highly virulent, meaning highly hurting and detrimental. But after the year 2000, boy, did they begin to predominate and cause major outbreaks. This is according to study co-author Dr. James Collins, a postdoctoral associate at Baylor College of Medicine in Houston, Texas. He said in a statement, "We want to know what had helped these lineages become a major risk." So the bacteria also has become a lot more popular in hospitals in the last 15 years. So true, antibiotic use has been a biggie, okay? But they focused on what the strains use as fuel. And after recognizing that the bacteria survived on very tiny amounts of trehalose, and anything that ends in ose is a sugar. By the way, trehalose is a sugar that's used as an additive. It's found in very, very small quantities in certain foods. Researchers decided to test this trehalose on lab mice. In animals, they gave them the strain RT0T027 bacteria, and then they fed a diet that either had the trehalose or didn't, or trehalose, however you pronounce it. They found that mice who ate the sweet diets had a higher mortality rate. The team also discovered that RT027 and RT078 strains use this trehalose in different ways. The RTO27 version is fueled by only small amounts due to a modified protein, while the other one, the 78 version, has genes that make it easier to metabolize the sugar. So between you and me, trehalose has been in tons of our foods, additives, and gum, etc., generally safe. But now they're saying, well, wait a second. Minutely, this could be affecting what's happening with the bacteria in our body. They say an important contribution of the study is a realization that once we consider what we consider perfectly safe sugar for human consumption can have unexpected consequences. Our study suggests that the effect of trehalose in the diet of patients or hospitals with 27 or 78 outbreaks should be further investigated. Now, I am very reluctant to think that somebody going into the hospital, being given hospital jello, all right, is all of a sudden going to get a C. diff bacteria. I would probably say it's our everyday eating and our gut microbiome that's weak, and we're just more prone to tipping over, you know. But this idea of going to the hospital and getting sick is something that worries many of you. We have a friend in the hospital right now, and, you know, we just keep telling ourselves, okay, you know, she's got to get out of the hospital. Longer you're in the hospital, the easier it is for you to get sick. And the more that gets done to you, sometimes the more at risk you are. And so the body is very delicate, and, you know, I keep wanting to put you guys at ease on how resilient, you know, and tough you guys are, and how, okay, fine, if you find a cancer, you could, you know, lick it, you know, you can knock it out of the ballpark, okay, don't think you got to throw in the towel, and I keep talking about how tough we are, and how the human body is a brilliantly designed machine, and how our body can fight some of the nastiest pathogens that can kill beasts bigger than us. But we have a system and we have a means, and sometimes we do need to use, you know, medicines and help for medical providers. But we've been able to do amazing, insurmountable things defying nature. However, the one thing that never escapes me or my colleagues is how delicate and fragile the body is. And when you see somebody start to crump, or when you see somebody who was healthy, all of a sudden, one of my family members who smoked, never really was sick a day in her life, always pretty healthy, except she smoked. Well, the day she did get sick, boy, did it happen fast. She went into a double pneumonia and was on a ventilator by the afternoon. And sometimes you can turn pretty quickly. You know, I've been telling you guys this with the flu, not to mess with flu. Do not mess with the flu. If you have the flu, you stay home. Don't get anybody else sick. Stay away from anybody vulnerable. Stay away from pregnant women. Stay away from kids. Stay away from anybody elderly, anybody who has diabetes or immunosuppressed. You rest and you let your body fight it. Now, I've been asked, okay, what should you do? Rather than going to medications, when medications may not help with the flu, although we do have antivirals, and I would suggest for those of you, you know, vulnerable to take antivirals if you do, you know, get a bad case of the flu. But, you know, with winter colds and winter infections, you know, how much sleep? Some people say that if they lie in bed, they feel sicker than getting up and moving. All right, well, we don't have any scientific recommendations for that. I mean, if you have the flu and if you're sick, okay, should you stay in bed all day? Should you get up and walk around? You know, I know I shouldn't say this as a medical professional. I'm saying this as a, you know, as a prior medical student who was a little dingy. But when I got mono, I didn't stop working out. I still did my workout. It was almost impossible. Maybe I laid low for a few days, but I think one of the reasons why I bounced back from mono is because I kept exercising. And some people will say the same thing. Now remember, it's different strokes for different folks. You should be resting. Everybody needs to rest. You have surgery, you rest. Okay, you don't try to re-tear any tissue. But one thing I noticed is whenever I am sick, I'll still do a mild walk on a treadmill or something. You know, maybe not the first day, but, and I notice that if I stick to my routine and I keep increasing my oxygenation and I, you know, get my heart rate up, etc., without overstressing, as long as my body can handle it, it works. Now, but the key to any of that, whenever you're sick, and I'm not telling you to work out when you're sick, by no means do not go to the gym. But if you want to walk back and forth in your house, and you don't want to be bedridden the whole time, you don't necessarily have to. But what you do is you listen to your body. When your body is tired, there's a reason for that. When I got mono, and mono is a viral disease, Epstein-Barr virus, that starts with a sore throat, although I don't really remember having that bad a sore throat. You get a swollen lymph nodes, and you get very, very fatigued. And I didn't even really care about the sore throat. The sore throat didn't bother me. I've had sore throats before. No big deal. I had pneumonia in medical school. I didn't care. You just keep pushing. But I was at the mall with my friends, and I remember telling them, I have to sit down. And I'm like, what? Did I just say that? I have to sit down? And I just actually had to sit down. And I'm like, what the heck is this? Your body, when it wants rest, it's going to demand it, and you have to listen to it. And I didn't sleep for hours like everybody said, but I remember I could not walk around the mall. I had to lie down. So make sure you listen to your body. But if you feel like walking around the house, that may actually help. 1-877-DOC-DALY. Don't go away.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan." And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks again to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. Now, it's no secret, but I'm kind of
of a big fan of millennials. I know everybody older than millennials gives them crap and tells them they're entitled, says they're lazy, says they're spoiled, and I have to disagree. And I think the reason why I have such an affinity and such a like, no, my kids are too young to be millennials. Come on, I'm not that old, mommy. No, my kids are like Generation Z. I don't know what my kids are. And they are entitled and spoiled, okay? Yeah, that generation is. Millennials, no. Maybe it's because I teach a bunch of millennials now in medical school. And they're hard workers. And they, I think, have it tougher than we do. Or we did. And so, you know, you guys would want to, you know, make fun of them. And trust me, I like making fun of them. I mean, you know, the poor vegans. I make fun of them all the time. Sorry, guys. Just because I'm jealous of you. I make fun of people all the time. Trust me, I think it's awesome to make fun of people. It's just something that I just can't, you know, not ever stop doing. But with the millennials, I really cut them some slack because I think they bust their butts. Well, study comes out saying that they actually strive for perfection more than past generations. And I've seen this. I don't think the world has seen this, but I've seen this and I agree. Now we got a study. They say, according to USA Today, college students today strive for perfection more than previous generations, and it could be damaging to their mental health. Two British researchers found an analysis of nearly 42,000 college students from the U.S., Canada, and Britain, what they believe is the first study of the generational differences in perfectionism. Lead author Thomas Curran of the University of Bath and co-author Andrew Hill of York St. John University described perfectionism as, quote, an irrational desire to achieve along with being overly critical of oneself and others. Now, some of you thinking about social media and selfies, and now you see what kind of spurns this sort of behavior. You're always in competition with others. You want to be noticed by your friends, but somebody else is noticing you because their picture got up on the feed before yours. You know what your friends look like, but on Tinder, your friends look so much better based on the picture that they put, and now you're not getting swiped because they are. Swipe right or whatever. But so, you know, this is spurring a much more competitive, I'm going to try to be the best or perfect sort of culture among millennials. Completely opposite of what people think in terms of them being lazy, entitled, and not wanting to work. That's not the case. So this study was published December 28th in the Journal of Psychological Bulletin. College students from 1989 to 2016 took a test to measure self-oriented, other-oriented, and socially prescribed perfectionism. And modern-day students display more characteristics of three types of perfectionism. Now, between 89 and 2016, they say more recent students scored higher, perceiving the excessive expectation of others increased by 33%, putting unrealistic expectations on others went up, irrational desire to be perfect. What does this mean for you and I? Well, I think rather than thinking that we're going to have poor work ethic from the average millennial, we might actually see somebody bust their butt. Now, this is what I want to bring up. Was it always this way? I made fun of millennials, I have to admit that. And in fact, I've made fun of my students in front of them. I kind of had to stop because otherwise they wouldn't listen to me. And it's because I did notice a change in work ethic with the younger generation. 2004, 2005, 2006... I was really baffled by the changes I started to see in staff. And by 2009, 10, 11, when we were in the depth of the recession, you would think the work ethic would improve. You know, oh my gosh, I got a job. My pay didn't get cut. My hours didn't get cut. I have a job. Everybody else around me is losing my job. You would think that those people, in fact, we still even gave raises when we could, you would think the work ethic would improve, and it went down. So during the recession, which lasts 8-9 years, we saw, especially this older generation, a huge change and what happened when you went into a fast food place or when you went into a retail store or with your own employees. And so prior to teaching, I was pretty disillusioned on this generation. But it might not have been the true millennial generation. It might have been compounded with the fact that, well, none of these jobs are permanent. My career is not going to be permanent. And I think what we saw was a resetting of their thinking. During the recession, I think these guys didn't feel entitled. I think they were like, whoa, 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 I need to regroup. And I need to goal orient, and I need to realize that I'm not going to be just at one job the rest of my life, or whatever my mom taught me, or my older sister taught me, or whatever. No, no, no. Things are going to be different. And it was a very confusing time during the recession because they were like, well, what jobs are good? So it looks like medicine stinks. Being a cop stinks. Being a pilot stinks. So all these jobs that we thought firefighters were dying, you know, then being told of all these medical conditions that they get. So all these jobs that seem to be ideal to the average younger person, they saw in the recession going, oh my gosh, even real estate stinks. And then they had to go, well, wait a second, I can't have an unrealistic fantasy happy place later of a job that the kids of the 70s and 80s did. That was me. I had this idea of, oh, you know, if I was a doctor, I'll be like, you know, Hawkeye on MASH or Klinger, right? Okay. I'll be, you know, I just had this image, or even Scrubs. I'm like, okay, Turk and JD, you know, I had a completely different fantasy of what things would be like when I finished medical school or what I would be. And, you know, Scrubs came after that, or ER. And these millennials start to realize, wait a second, this stuff is fake. And my competition is huge. Millennials turned around and saw, now, wait a second. I might have been the best looking one in the room, but on computer, I'm not. Because these people know how to make themselves look better on computer. They know how to make themselves look better on social media. They know how to make themselves look better on the internet. They know more about computers than I do. And I think the average millennial realized that their poop dusting, and they need to turn it around. And I am seeing these millennials work so harder. I think they have it harder than us. I couldn't imagine being bullied online. I have been, but still, I mean, not to that degree. I couldn't imagine, you know, having to fear somebody accusing me of sexual harassment or being sexually harassed or assaulted to the degree that people are. I mean, this is a much different world than we had. You know, when I grew up, I was told, look, someone's going to do this, someone's going to do this, someone's going to do this. Try to keep them from doing it. It's going to happen. They weren't raised that way. They were raised in a bubble. Okay, oh, that's not going to hurt you. Nobody's going to rape you. Nobody's going to touch you. Nobody's going to, well, no, no, no. No, that, you know, that's not how. And then, you know, when some bad thing like that happens to them, you know, they don't know how to handle it. They don't, people become famous now, not for their talent, but because they do a sex tape. Or they do a nude selfie, or they, you know, and this is the world these kids are living in. And we as older individuals need to embrace them, help guide them, because this is the generation that's going to be supporting us. And when millennials hear from us older folk, oh man, you guys suck, you guys are lazy, you guys are this, they're not going to really be respecting their elders. Okay? Now, true, all elders, okay, look at us young folk as, you know, jealous, with jealousy and, you know, thinking that we stink. Okay, I know that. Trust me, I got the evil eye from a lot of people growing up. But I would just say let's tweak it a little bit because don't underestimate the millennial. I think they got a lot of spark. 1-877 Doc Sally, don't go away.
Hi folks, Ronnie here from Life Change Tea. There's a lot of hubbub about the ramifications of GMOs. First of all, what are GMOs? Genetically modified organisms. Yee! Man-made organisms entering our body, changing and damaging us from the inside out. What's our defense? First of all, not eating them. Second, cleansing from them when we do eat them. Thank God for Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea cleanses from toxins, heavy metals, and helps flush GMOs out of your body. Our unique blend of herbs help cleanse you from the inside out, helping you feel refreshed and clean of yee. We also carry unique, one-of-a-kind supplements. So order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Rid yourself of the yee that contaminates your food and water. Go to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Get the tea. Your best defense.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.